Since 2012, a coalition of lawmakers headed by Speaker Suki has led the state house. And that's just why a union worked to unseat them. Civil Beat reporter Chad Blair has today's reality check. Good morning.
Good morning and happy Aloha Friday, Beth.
You too. Now, what's with this enmity between the United Public Workers Union and the current speaker?
Nathan Eagle has this story, and it actually kind of caught me by surprise because unions in Hawaii almost invariably give money to Democrats. They're closely in cahoots. They have similar ideology. But in this case, the UPW, which, by the way, it's the second largest public employee union in the state, only after the HGEA.
Right, about 11,000 workers, yeah?
Yeah, blue-collar workers. But in fact, it appears they want some new House leadership. So not only did Joe Suki not get money, but neither did Scott Sike, that's the majority leader, and neither did Sylvia Luke, that's the finance chair. Those are the top positions in the House. As well, UPW actually worked aggressively to support people that were other supporters of Joe Suki further down the line, if you will. Why? Well, it appears they want to have Calvin Tsai and Marcus Ashiro back in power. Of course, Calvin Tsai preceded Joe Suki, Marcus Ashiro, the former finance chair. UPW is just not happy with Joe Suki.
This is a fairly recent thing, though, right? Only in the last couple of years has this unhappiness surfaced?
Yeah, that's correct. And it's odd because, I mean, Suki acknowledged that he understood why there might be some unhappy relations between the union and the leadership currently in charge. For example, a couple of years ago, UPW actually did support some Republicans, and that didn't make Joe Suki very happy. He said there was even some GOP literature in the union offices. But this also underscores how there's always been this divide. I mean, literally, we've only had two House speakers for the last really a couple decades, Joe Suki and Calvin Tsai, and it depends on who's got the numbers. So that's why when a union decides to target certain people to try and either knock somebody off or get one of their guys in, that becomes a concern because it is a numbers game. That's how you decide who's going to be speaker, who's got the numbers.
Was that also behind the idea that the union was saying that some of its workers shouldn't be voting in certain races?
Yeah, they actually advise either you vote for this person or don't vote at all in certain races. Leave it blank, which seems just frankly anti-democratic. Joe Suki generally has been a more progressive leader. Same-sex marriage happened under his watch, medical marijuana, dispensaries. Calvin Tsai, generally a little more conservative. But the UPW has also got its hands in a lot of other things. Remember the hospital privatization issue that's going on, the Maui area state hospitals. That is a concern, although it is being privatized, right, by the state because it's losing money. It was amazing. UPW actually spent more money than HGEA, which is heavily involved in local elections, the first time in about a decade that we have seen this.
So, Chad, what happens now? I mean, clearly everybody knows now which side each favors. How do we go forward in the next legislative session?
You're going to see. I mean, Suki already announced a lot of his top leadership. They've actually included a couple of former Calvin Tsai loyalists. I think he's trying to reward and make sure that he keeps his people. But he has already been selected as a speaker, Scott Sike returning as well as majority leader. Still yet Sylvia Luke on finance. I haven't heard the outcome of that. One other thing to add. Remember, there's actually less Republicans now in the House. One of them lost a seat. Only six Republicans in a 51-member House of Representatives.
But will there be any fence mending, do you think? Is that possible?
I think I wouldn't be surprised if some stuff isn't going on behind the scenes. While the Senate has named a whole lot more of its positions, the House has not publicly made all of its positions known. I think there may be some horse trading going on behind closed doors.
Okay, well, we'll wait and see until that's made public. Meanwhile, have a good weekend, and I will talk to you when I'm back on Oahu on Monday.
Look forward to it. Safe travels, Beth Ann.
Thanks, Chad. Chad Blair is a reporter with Civil Beat and joins us every day with a reality check.